Hey guys, welcome back. It is another week of the Sip and Chat podcast, man. We just want to start by saying thank you guys for joining us yet again. You know, we just want to say, man, thank you for all the support, man. If you listening, whatever it is, man, liking, you know, let us know, man. Let us know that you're listening, you like it. And also, man, if you're out there, you know, you're in the area, man, let us know if you want us to come on your podcast or, you know, if you're interested in doing a collaboration with us, you know. I'm pretty sure, you know, it'll be helpful on both sides, you know. So let us know, man. I'm definitely interested in doing I would love to do another podcast at some point, man. So, yeah, man, if you want us to come through, let us know and we'll work things out, you know. Work the logistics out. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds a big word. I'd be proud of random. I'd be proud of myself when I use a random big word.
Word of the day type shit.
Yeah. It'd be like logistics. And I go home, I'm like, yeah. I ain't gonna look. I was low key proud of myself. I'm like, damn, I didn't know I know that word. You know what I'm saying? Not that I think I'm stupid, but you know, when you randomly use a big word and you use it correctly, it's like, oh shit. Like, wow, man. I'm a little smarter than I, you know, I thought I was, or wasn't. Whatever it is, man. See, I don't know how to use that correctly. But yeah, man, guys, you know where to find us. Stitcher, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, iTunes.
He's got them.
You know what I'm saying? That feeling right
there.
Proud
of that moment.
Hell yeah. But email us at the Sip and Chat Podcast at yahoo.com. And like I said, as always, email your questions, your thoughts, your topics, yakety yak, whatever you want. What drink you want us to drink as you know at some point, like I said.
Or try.
Yeah. True that.
Well.
Or even review, man. You know, the whiskey page is out there, man. Send us a little something, man. You know, we'll review your drink, you know. And yeah, that's it. Alright, anything else? Let me see. Church announcements, like well, not like I say, but any more announcements? I think that is it. Alright. You. As always, guys. By the way, I forgot to introduce my host, man.
I
don't think I did the last episode. As always, man, I'm here with the homegirl, Jackie H. Hernandez, man. You alright? I love Jackie's look here. She's like, why do you say
the whole damn name?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm a little hungry now. But that's just because
you didn't eat.
Yesterday I didn't eat at all, like really just one time
for
the day.
I can't honestly. I don't know how people do that, man. I can't do it. The only other person I know that goes like can go long like that without eating is Susan. And I don't understand. I'm just like, bro, y'all don't get lightheaded. Y'all don't get.
And that's the thing I do, like, but sometimes I don't have the time to like sit down and grab something to eat.
Yeah.
Or I'm just too lazy or I'm too tired to actually do it.
But I start getting agitated, yo, especially from my work.
your head starts feeling like heavy, right?
Yeah, that's one thing, Jackie. I hear you. She right at me go like, is your head doing that thing again? I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's like my head feels heavy. Okay.
Like the back of my head just feels like a bobblehead. Just like I literally have to do this though, just to, and it just makes it worse. But I keep doing it because I don't know.
Because you think it's making it better?
Yeah. Like I said, again, I love my job, but even I'm at work and I'm hungry, I get agitated. Like, I don't want to fucking do this. Come get your break yourself, sir. Like, I don't care about you. But nah, man, that shit, like I said, I don't know how you guys do it. I can't do it. Because I would get pissed off at a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, don't have kids.
Wrap it up, yo. Wrap it up. Woo, speaking of wrap it up, wasn't that a BT thing? They used to do that whole campaign. That was this mad random BT, that Wrap It Up campaign about safe sex.
I feel like, yeah. I saw it on that. But like MTV does that, I
still
think.
Still do it, huh?
Especially after they, like, pass, like, Teen Mom show.
Oh, shit.
They'd be like,
a little too late for that.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're really a Teen Mom, Jack. It's too late to wrap it up.
Right. But they still pass it because they see people, like, maybe.
Oh, you mean, like, oh, after the show's done or whatever. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Or,
okay.
Like, during, like, the commercials and shit like that. You are like a teen mom or something like that, and
it's
like, okay.
It's a little late for that one. good old BT. Damn, I haven't watched them channels in forever.
Yeah.
But then again, I ain't got cable. Just got basic cable. Yeah. Like a basic. Let me stop. let me not fucking curse up a storm up here. But alright, guys, we're gonna jump into What about cliffhanger questions, man?
Yeah, from the last episode.
Yes. And it was, well, yeah, would you rather not have sex for a year or not taste food for a year? So obviously, you know, what are you, who wants to go first? Me or you?
You go first.
All right. I could go without sex for a year. But nah, is it? Yeah. I want to be able to taste food. So I can I can give up the sex for a year. That's fine. Because I think most people, as much as they say, oh, I'm a hornball. No, you can go for a few months, a year without sex. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. But, man, because you know what's always going to be there when I get out of work? Not vagina. Chipotle. Taco Bell. Because when I hit up that girl, like, oh, let me come through, girl. Oh, nah, I'm busy. I'm that. You know what's open at 4 p.m.? Chipotle, Taco Bell, the Chinese spot.
Let me tell you, who will be for me.
Let me tell you who about to be open for me. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I want to be able to taste my food, man, because it's more readily available, man. Like, I think.
And Sean likes to taste his food.
Exactly.
That's one thing I didn't notice every time we eat. Yeah. I remember we went to a spot and there was like no salt in his food.
What spot was this?
And
a vegan spot? Let me stop.
When we went to Uno's, I think it was. Yeah, when we went to Uno's. He always said,
yes.
Baked mac and cheese or something like that. Buffalo mac and cheese. And the first thing he did, he like tasted it or whatever. And
nah,
then,
man, something wasn't right.
Salt to it. And I was like, see, like, I'm good with that stuff. Like, I'd rather have my food not as like seasoned than over seasoned.
No, the fact that I had to over season it with sauce because it had no seasoning at all, man. I'm like,
I love the rattlesnake pasta from Uno's. That's my favorite.
I know the one I went to, I think it was in Yonkers,
yeah.
Central Ave. Because I know it's different chefs, because the one in White Plains, whoever the chef was, did the over season. He did it perfect. It had taste.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the back and the chicken had taste, the macaroni had taste, had taste. The cheese had flavor to it. It wasn't just cheese and, you know, macaroni. That's what the one in Yonkers was, just cheese melted onto the macaroni and just, I don't think the chicken even had buffalo sauce on it.
It was looking a little pale.
It was. So I'm just like, bro, this is not the chef from White Plains. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the chef, man. Hopefully you got another good job, man, because you did your shit on that. Well, the whole kitchen staff, whoever cooked it, did good on it, man. But it's completely different taste. I couldn't do it. I was like, I'm going to give myself high blood pressure for next hour. You know what I'm saying? That's bad. That's how you know food is bad, when you have to overseed it with fucking salt.
It's rare when I do that, though. What, like, I can do it without salt.
I can't do it, man.
Really, like, my sodium is fine.
Nah, my mom was cooking. She started cooking with, like, less salt. No, when, her husband has a like high blood pressure, so she has to, you know, be careful of how much seasoning and salt. So I forgot one day I came home, I forgot what she cooked. It was something good, you know, because it's nothing I normally eat. So I'm like, oh, she cooked this, it's about to be lit. Go to eat it, I'm just like, I think it was curry chicken. And all of a sudden I'm like, my mom normally cooks, guys. She cooks good. It was saying she seasoned this stuff up, but obviously she had to cut down on the sodium. I don't think she put any damn near no seasoning in it, because all the seasoning, you know, got salt. Again, she has to be careful. So I'm like, yo, something is off. Like, what's going on? So I'm like, hey, mom, like, it's not really tasting like it normally does. She goes, oh, yeah, I had to cut down on the seasonings, the salt.
Are you the one to question your mom's cooking? Like, are you, like, clearly you just did, but
in that situation, because I've had, like,
when
I know
it lacks seasoning, are you the one to be like, what the fuck?
That, yeah, minus the cursing, because I wouldn't be here, but I'll just ask her, like, hey, mom, did you do something different? Because it doesn't taste like you when you normally cook it, like, you know what
do
saying?
You feel like, do you
God
feel
damn,
like
I gotta stop
somebody
my,
like
kneecap thigh muscle,
like when moms are like working hard and then they come home and still cook for us, do you think it's right that you're telling her it doesn't taste as well?
No, it's not. Make it sound like that. It's not like I'm going, hey, like, what the hell's going on here? You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. I kind of asked her, hey, mom, did you do something different? Because it tastes like, you know, there's a little.
So you just don't shut up and eat it, pretty much?
Nah, I do eat it, because I'm starving.
See, I'm the type to be like, if my mom says it's good, I'd be like, even if it's not.
No, she does know that. She will give me, she's like, oh, yeah, I started cooking with, like, you know, less salt and all that. So I was like, oh, so I mean, this is a little different now. It wasn't just me, you know what I'm saying? You're making me feel bad, man.
No, I'm just asking. because like I feel like men do that more. Like my brother does that.
Yeah, because you know, like something is a little off. Like you know, something either.
Yeah, like I'm not the type to like be like, just because I know my mom like is fucking tired and she still comes home to cook.
Yeah.
So I'm not the one to be like, yeah, God. She's really not tasting the way it normally does.
You wouldn't ask her though, like, hey, mom, no. Like something's a little off.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, you need to.
Unless she tells me, while she's eating, like we're eating together, she'll be like, yeah. Oh.
But I mean, even before that, like,
salt,
even
before too much salt.
Even before that, when she's just cooking for me and my sister, like the food has taste. But you know, when she has to start cooking for you know her husband, she has you know everybody's eating from the same pot,
yeah.
So she has to either cut all sodium out or really diminish.
I just feel like men really do that. My dad does that too. Like if it's like too salty or under seasoned,
like he'll question it.
He's always like, wow, God, I know what's going on with your mom.
And, like, is she mad at me?
I never do that.
Like, he's not just like, hey, Jackie, your mom mad at me? The food is missing a little taste. Anything, right?
No, he knows when she's mad.
But now, but yeah, like I said, I question it. Not like I said, I'm not upset about it. I'm just like, hey, like,
no, you wouldn't be upset when she had vegetables things.
Yeah, that's when we know. We straight out fight. Now I'm just playing with y'all guys, man. I'll put my hands on my mom. Be crazy. I wouldn't be here. But nah, man. I was gonna say. I just kind of asked her. She's like, even before that, like she's like, hey guys, you know, we gotta start cutting down on the sodium anyway. And she started to do it, but then again, when the husband came through, really ain't got no salt in this bitch. So I'm just like, I was like, hey man, what's going on here, man? Like, I want to taste the food a little bit.
Sean eating over there talking about.
I did that. I ain't gonna lie. Low key, I said, my son is fine, man. What the hell's going on here, man? But nah, like, sometimes she'll cook, like, separate stuff for us, you know. But when I first, you know, tasted it, I was just like, wait, what's going on here? Like, something changed. Like, instantly I knew something was missing because I'm like, yo, either she was in a hurry or she's doing it, you know.
The only time I tell my mom something's wrong is when she makes it too spicy.
Yeah.
To the point where I can't taste the food.
Oh, nah.
That's when I'd be like, wow, mommy, really? Thank you, because my sinuses done cleared up.
Then put the whole bottle of cayenne pepper up in there.
Like my favorite Mexican dish is enchiladas.
Yeah.
And the only way I feel like my mom could ever fuck it up is if she makes it too spicy, which she's done once or twice in the past.
Like I love spicy food, man. But like you said, it comes down to like you said when
I couldn't feel my tongue, man. Ooh. It was spicy. I still
ate
it though,
because I don't honestly. I don't know anybody out there who loves food that spicy, man. If you do, I think you might be a child of the devil, because ain't no way you enjoying that food, man. That hot.
It's just after a while, that's all you're tasting.
It's really
spicy.
You're
not tasting nothing at all because your tongue is numb.
Like you need to be able to taste the food, man. Like yeah, I like a little kick in my, let's say, chicken wings or whatever. Nice little kick, you know what I'm saying?
Like but, those suicidal wings and stuff like that. Like once I put my lips on something, if I can no longer feel that cause, then there's a problem.
Like yeah, you look like just walking around, just lips all swelled up and shit. I'm like
red,
look, man.
Like I don't like fucking no.
You're sweating on your back.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Shit, you pour out your shoe like this, just sweat, just ugh. Can't do it, man. Can't do it. Like I said, I love spicy food, but it can't be too much. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, I love spicy food also, but
yeah.
I want to be able to taste my food.
Exactly.
So to answer your cliffhanger question, yes, I'd rather
food over sex.
Yes.
I mean, not food over sex, but not being able to. You want to be able to
taste
your food?
Sex.
Yeah. Like I said, you can do a year without it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I need to eat, man. Because the sex is always gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? But the food is, you know. So, but yeah, man, just food is great, man. Like, I want to be able to taste my food. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so I'll definitely pick that. I gotta do more. What if? Would you rather questions? Do you have a would you rather question though?
I think I do.
Oh, you want to? Oh, okay. Hold before on. We jump into the box, before we dive in, no.
I'm sure.
Sure,
whatever.
I hate you. Oh shit.
Would you rather questions? I feel like I wrote it down, but I don't know.
Yeah, we need to jump into the box or something.
I feel like, yeah.
All right. Oh, but all right, guys. So, you know, again, if you're new listening to this, we do these questions, pick out of a box randomly, and we answer them, man. Oh.
Shoot.
Oh, I was like, Jackie just like dumped. I was like, you about to dump the box or something?
No, I'm just going to pick something.
Oh, I ain't that short. Jeez. What, you got two? All right. Who went first last time?
I believe you did.
So you want to read yours first?
Did you go first last time?
Well, I think I read mine. I don't remember. You got bad memory. I'm keeping mine closed too.
Favorite sports team.
Really? Who wrote that? That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I don't remember that. Let me see. Obviously, any sports. Favorite sports team?
Go down the line, I guess. I said go down the line.
Well, I used to really like the Celtics, like, until they disbanded.
Throwback Celtics.
Yeah, man, with KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
Was it? I think they started the whole Big Three thing, didn't they? So to speak.
I guess you could. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Yeah, or you maybe. Go further back. Wait, no. Because I know it was Jordan Pippen.
Yeah.
Like, so they're not really Big Three, but well, I don't know. Whatever, man. In my generation, they started the Big Three. I just leave it like that. But yes, I saw the Throwback Celtics for sure. Again, with KG and on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I still remember the one game when they came back on the Lakers, man. It was down by like 25 or something like that.
Man, those were games. Well, I mean, I came from the playoffs now. Trash. This season, no.
No?
They're far from that. Just the other day, Portland and...
the Bucks? Was it Bucks?
No, Portland and Nuggets went...
Chicken Nuggets.
Four overtimes, bro.
Yes. I think I seen a notification that said James Harden really came through in the clutch this time to have his team win.
Total different.
Yeah?
Total different.
I thought you...
like, I didn't even know what...
I really thought he was on the Rockets for some reason, though.
No, I just said Portland and the Nuggets.
I don't... look, man. I'm hungry. I'm
sorry. I'm getting my head of y'all.
You know why?
Or heavy-headed, whatever you call it.
I hate you, man. No, you know why? Because I heard James Harden recently went into overtime, so I just...
Yeah, they went to...
Ah, okay. But four overtimes,
though? Yeah, four overtimes, man.
That's like that Syracuse game, man. I don't know if you ever seen that one. It was an old college Syracuse. It wasn't like the Final Four thing. Well, I think it was March Madness. The Syracuse went to like six overtimes or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
But yeah, back to... Before we get off topic, man.
We just left.
So yeah, me with the Celtics. Like I said, throwback Celtics. I think that's really it.
Do you watch any other sports but football and basketball?
Nah. Oh, yeah, football, definitely the Patriots. Jackie loves the Patriots, too. Yeah, man. Yeah, Patriots, definitely. Yeah, that's it, basketball and football.
That's it?
A little bit of soccer, like when you tell me a lit game is on or something like that, like Mexico's playing. Well, I can't really sit here and say Mexico's my favorite team, but whenever you tell me about it, it's always a good game. So I'm like, a little bit of soccer. I'm not too big on soccer, but... A little bit of soccer. That's really good, but I can't really see if every team was soccer. Mm. Yeah. But I mainly watch Mexico, so I guess I'll go with them.
Because
that's what Jackie was like, yo, why Mexico's playing? Yo, this game is going to be good. Watch it. But all right, cool.
Did you watch a little bit of the World Cup? What
was it last year? Last year, right? Yeah. You had me excited as fuck on that year, man. I'm like, yo, Jackie's like, yeah, nah, I mean, you got to watch it. It's going
to
be good.
The World Cup's World Cup, man. Like, you have to.
My bad. Sorry guys, I'm stretching. I'm getting old. But I was gonna say the World Cup. Yes. The World Cup is in the middle. I think I do watch the World Cup a little bit more than, you know, the regular games through the year.
This year it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be the
Is it this year?
Women's World Cup. No. Women's World Cup.
Oh, that's a stop. I'm just fucking with you guys. I love you women, man. I'm just fucking with y'all, man. But you say it's this year? When is what month exactly?
Summer. I think it's in June.
Oh, okay. So just how does that?
And the Gold Cup.
Is it like just like the same like structure with the World Cup, like all teams, women,
females?
Oh, okay.
Women.
Nah, I just thought it had like a different structure or something like that. My bad.
What?
Nah, I thought it hit your feet.
Oh.
Mm. With your little ass feet, two size.
I wish. You would. This shit would be cheap.
You want freaking the feet just two size two?
Well, not a size 2, but shit, the cheaper the better. I can never find my size. It's over the average.
What was it, like 9.5?
9.
Really?
8.5 or 9, yeah.
Oh, I was actually just making fun of it, but... I tried to say Jack got big feet.
They'd be like, we don't have that size.
Well, I think I weigh... what the hell do I weigh? I think I weigh 8. Yeah, this was like an 8, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
You got a size
2. This is great, but I hate you, man. Forget you. But what the hell was we talking about?
Oh, okay. My favorite sports team, because Sean doesn't watch soccer. He's like,
Yeah, I don't watch it too much.
I don't watch like soccer, obviously Mexico.
Yeah.
There's like other leagues and stuff. Like there's a league in Mexico.
Yeah.
So my family is you lost your paper.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What the hell?
I'm so dead. You know you put it somewhere. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my the league in Mexico is it's called Liga MX, and we are a big Chivas fan.
Yeah.
They're a team from Guadalajara. Oh, you need to find it. You know what? You threw it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, pass that. That's what I threw, yeah.
You didn't even freaking...
No, this one. It's behind it.
That's too crimpled. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's that's it.
I feel like it was this one, though.
Nah, I didn't roll it up.
Uh-huh. You're unbelievable.
No, I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, go
ahead. You have one job and you can't... You could do it.
Huh. I think I actually might change my question. This one's kind of... trash.
You know, trash.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I'm just picking up on. Yeah, continue, Jack. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
So put it back in here, and then maybe somebody else can get it. Why'd you go pick the same one out?
I would be tight, but yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that team is the Chivas. Soccer wise, and then obviously Mexico national team.
Yeah.
Basketball. I do it to myself, man. I'm Knicks. A big Knicks fan. I'm from New York. What are you going to do?
Like y'all say, y'all think y'all going to get Zion and this person and that person and KD. And no, you're not. Because everybody thought LeBron was going to the Knicks. Why the Knicks?
Everybody except me, probably.
Who's the Zion kid that they swear they're going to get?
Nah, I don't think so.
No? I mean, I never seen him play, but I hear him. Obviously
he's a monster.
Good. Yeah?
From Duke.
Mm.
It happens, but honestly, I don't.
You don't think they're going to get him?
I don't think so.
And they think KD's going to come through or not?
They're speculating, as I say it, that it's going to be KD, Kyrie, and Zion.
Yeah.
I personally don't think so. And if it happens... See, that's the thing. Like, I'm a big Knicks fan, and I would love for that to happen.
Yeah.
But it's too much pressure.
What? All right, so one
to,
question.
To play for a team, for New York, I feel like, in general, is a lot of pressure.
All right, so one question, not to go off your question, but why are Knicks fans so hopeful, though? Like, every year, you guys think or feel like you're going to make it this year. I don't get that. Like, I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it.
Because everyone thinks like that with their team.
Not exactly. So, you should have with the Knicks, man.
So what about the Phoenix Suns fan?
They probably don't think, oh, we're going to make it this year. Knicks fan you really think they're going to make it this year.
I disagree completely. Not just because I'm a Knicks fan, but because you're a fan of the team.
Like, yeah, but they even like they'll the Knicks fans do it differently. Like they win one game and they're like, "Oh, this is our year." Or they have like a three
see, like,
game.
I don't do that.
They'll have like a 2-game win streak. I think I seen it one time. Even the reporter did it. He's like, "Oh, this might be our
the
year."
The media makes it like that, and yeah, that's like, what makes everyone go crazy. But no, personally, I don't think that.
Okay, well, at least you don't do it because I'm just like, wait, you guys only won 2 games. Simmer down. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I be joking around sometimes. Yeah. Like, if they do win one, I'd be like, yeah, we going. But, like, I joke around. It's not like something.
So, it's probably just mainly probably joking. People are just joking around when they say that every year. Because they literally, like, even maybe in preseason, it's like, dude, it's a preseason game. Stop.
Preseason doesn't count for me in any sport. I don't think.
Yeah, I think they need to, just in sports general, I think they need to cancel out preseason.
I think, like, in football, the preseason games should count.
What do you mean, like, towards the.
Towards
the win record?
Yeah, it should count. And then they give you, what, it's like four preseason games?
Yeah.
So after the fourth one, then you can make your cuts and shit like that. And trades and stuff like that. That's my idea with the.
Oh, you mean just integrate, like, pretty much just start, like, where the preseason will start, just start the regular season right there?
Yeah, because you know how hell of crazy those games would be? Because
right.
People are trying to, like, get a spot.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much fighting for a spot.
Oh, the preseason games and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I think the games would be a lot tougher. But being that full.
Yeah, they should just eliminate the preseason games and just start the regular season where the preseason starts.
Right. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
And then, like I said, after the fourth game, you make your actual roster, and then by the fifth game, you have your, like,
because normally it's, I think normally it's like, what, is it week 6 day, the trade deadline, or is it?
I think so.
I thought they changed that to, like, week 7 or something like that.
Sometime before the buys, sometime before the buys. What is that called?
The bye week?
Is
it not the bye week you're thinking about, or?
No.
What were you looking for? I know
this trade. It's sometime before, like the deadline, which I think is like in, I think it's like week 6.
Yeah, it was, Unless they change it up. But yeah, eliminate the preseason, man. Well, let us know what you think. You think they should eliminate the preseason and any sport and just start off, like you said. Just start with the regular season, man, because nobody really pays attention to the preseason. I don't.
I don't really.
I think they let the starting quarterback do, like, what, a few plays or something like that? And
yeah, I mean,
I think he plays for, like, the first 5 minutes of the quarter, and that's really it.
Sometimes, yeah, they play for, like, at least the first quarter.
I think, yeah, you're right. It might be the first quarter. Now, like, that's it. Like, dude, we come and see the starting quarterback, not...
Yeah, like, not, I don't really think...
Not the 20-year string, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Not saying that, you know, I mean, that's where you see a lot of potential. You might see potential players, but still, it's boring, man.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like people will work... They will play harder, like, to get,
the spot, yeah.
Leading role, pretty much.
Like you said, knowing that, you know, it's the regular season, like, yo.
Knowing that after the fourth game, like, they're gonna cut me.
Yeah.
I can potentially be cut or traded or something like that.
That really sucks, man. Imagine, like, you really made it to the NFL, you get drafted, and then you get cut. It's like, damn, like.
What'd you do?
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, well, hopefully most of these guys are smart to have a fallback plan, but. Yeah. It just kind of still sucks to just feel like, oh, man, I made it. It's like, you get cut, it's like, fuck.
And then football, obviously.
Patriots? Okay, that's cool, yeah. So you love the Patriots? I didn't know that.
We all know. I'm from New York, so I have... I mean, love the fact like, that you just ignore like me. Giants, but I don't do it.
I can't do it, man.
I don't really... Like, if they're playing in the Super Bowl, obviously, I guess, you know, New York could take it home. Just like in Brooklyn, you know.
Oh, Nets?
Yeah. Yeah. Nets, like...
Oh, man, you know I forgot about Brooklyn Nets.
But no, my teams are the Knicks and the Jets. And I like the Warriors. I like them, like, before all.
Yeah, so does Pedro. Shout out to him if you listen to this. His favorite team, man. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's about it.
You don't watch hockey or anything like that, right?
Occasionally. It's not something that, like, I like, sit there and actually. Like,
yeah, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a full hockey game except just the highlights on ESPN and all that.
Yeah, I don't.
But it is crazy, man. They letting them dudes fight, man. That's the
I
one
know, that's thing. That's the only thing I love about hockey.
I'm just like, every time I see them, I'm like, wait, they really just letting them go at it, bro. But they probably just, they probably feel like they just hitting each other with pillows. And I feel like the gloves and all that shit is mad, you know, just thick. It's probably like hitting somebody with this. Probably, I mean, you guys can't see it, but there's just a roll of God knows whatever that is, but.
I think it's foam.
Foam, yeah. So it feels like they probably just hitting each other with foam, a big pillow party, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you think they should do a lot of that in other sports? That would be some shit, though. Well, except basketball, because that's just bare knuckles. Well, basketball players don't really fight anyway.
They should, though.
Yeah, but basketball players, they always... You always think they're going to fight, but then they just...
Some of them do. Some
they always hope... They just hope for, like, somebody to hold them back.
Hold me back.
Oh, shit, man. But, all right, man. You want to get my question? Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This one's a little tough, I ain't gonna lie to you. But see, it says, what are some things you shouldn't say at work? What are some things you shouldn't say at work?
How much you dislike to be there and like dislike the people you work with. And
it's a little tough.
Team, question.
You say who?
I guess dislike the people you work with.
Yeah.
And...
No, it's the last thing you said.
Oh, you're the like managers or supervisors. I don't think those are things like you should
true.
Say.
I always say the biggest one is politics. You shouldn't talk politics at work. I think politics is gonna get somebody swung at work. You find somebody probably a Trump supporter, some shit like that.
I guess.
Then you're gonna get jumped in the parking lot after work. That's obvious. I think definitely politics. What do you think about talking about religion at work?
Probably not. I mean, I guess. Yeah, I don't think I would do that. Yeah. I mean, people have really strong. Views on religions and stuff like that. So,
and then somebody gonna say some ignorant shit, and then it's gonna be y'all. Gonna be Malice in the Palace part two, yo. But yeah, I think we covered that. Yeah, question's a little tough. I ain't gonna lie. Let me see. Yeah. Besides politics and religion, like you said, definitely. Do you say pay?
No, I didn't say pay.
That's some shit you definitely don't want to talk about. Cause I remember my. Well, I can talk about it now. My last job, it was like. I think I did get raised. Every time they give you a raise, they put you aside. Hey, we're going to give you, you know, a little 10-cent raise, but don't Don't tell nobody.
Say, boy.
I feel like you say that because not everybody gets the same raise. It's supposed to be 3%. I think normally that's what they give you, like 3%. But I feel like sometimes people don't always get the same raise as other people.
And legally, are they supposed to give everybody the same shit? Or is it discretionary?
I don't know. Maybe it has. I mean, I feel like you should have to, right?
Yeah.
But maybe it has to do with like seniority.
Hey, man. I'm looking like, really, dude, like, 10 cents? Like, really, you gonna put me to the side and tell me this shit?
Like,
hey, guys, I'm getting 10 cents raised, man. You know, don't sweat it. It's not that serious.
I was making 9, now I'm making 9, 10, y'all. Balling out here. Lunch on me.
And next weekend, all lunch on me, man, like Jackie said. That's hilarious, man. But, yeah, that's it for the questions, man. We're gonna get into our topics.
Man,
Jack.
I feel like we haven't talked about topics in a while.
Hey, man.
For a while.
Bumping out guns out here.
So, okay. Does your partner's profession matter? So, for example, let's say you go on a date with somebody.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter if it's the first or like the 10th, whatever.
Yeah.
And you have sex with them. Mm-hmm. Then after you find out that, in your case, she was a prostitute.
Oh, she was just a hoe. All right.
Okay, that's not.
That's not sugarcoated. Let me say, she was.
She is.
Oh, you see? That's where the word comes around.
Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have
worded
that correctly.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's where the word comes in important because you said she is. That's not what, was.
That's, I mean, is that a profession now? Like.
Yeah, people want. People want to, how do I say, sugarcoat this shit when it comes to. They're like, oh, you shouldn't call him a prostitute. You should call him
an escort.
No, man. What is it? You're a prostitute at the end of the day, man. There's no sugarcoating it. Just because I'm calling you an escort doesn't make you... It doesn't make it any more... I don't know how to say it. What are you going to say, man? At the end of the day, it's a prostitute. I'm sorry. Anybody that disagree? At me. But, I'm going to get my ass beat. I ain't going to go too much into it, but that's something for another time with that. But if she is... Yeah, man. I'm cutting it off, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not about it.
No.
What if you really, really like her?
You see, this is why I hate. Why can't you just tell me this shit from the beginning, bro? Well, no. First thing, you probably just want to be like, oh, hey, I'm hiring a prostitute. But if I do like you, and then you tell me that, hey, you know, you're an escort.
This is what I do for a living.
Yeah. Either one. I'm gonna ask you, are you gonna stop? Because. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be dating you and knowing that you out there literally giving it up to every other dude out there, you know what I'm saying? And you coming to me and then we kissing and fucking and all that, and it's like, dude, no. You know what I'm saying? Not dude, but you get what I'm saying. Yes, in general in general statement, you know how I speak, man. It's like, dude, no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, just
low key, when I asked you the question, I was gonna fuck with you and be like, so what if he told you he was a prostitute? Yeah.
Did we talk about that before? What? I think about what's the word I'm looking for? Transgender. Did we talk about that? I think we had
it. We did.
We did, right? Okay, yeah, we did. So that's, if anything, we'll bring it up again at some point. But you would do some shit like that too, Jaggy. And I catch you like, did you mean to say she? I was like, nah, he. Like, you know, I hate you. We fine. But yeah, man, I'll have to say, like, just tell me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a health issue, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you're using condoms and all that. I don't know how safe you're being. You know, you come to me, now you're kissing me, now I got a bump on my lip, you know what I'm saying? And,
well, I'm upset, man. Now I got a bump on my lip.
That bump, you know what I'm saying? I fucking bump the side of a fucking watermelon on my lip, and it's like, yo, like, really? You just had slurping every dude up, and then you coming to me? Like, yikes. Nah, man. It's really a health thing. Now that I think about it, it's really a health thing.
Made
like,
you mad, bro?
Nah, not upset. I'm just like, bro, like you literally putting my health at risk. You know what I'm saying? So
that is true.
Be honest with me.
So profession matters then, pretty much to you. Is that what you're saying? What if she was like a firefighter?
I mean, no, I wouldn't care if it's something respectable. Cause I don't look at escort's not necessarily a respectable person.
So profession. Would you rather date an escort or like a porn star?
Neither.
Why?
I would just want to... Because even if the porn star might be a little different, like, okay, the porn star probably, you know, is getting tested and stuff like that. You know, she's in a controlled environment. You know, nothing is crazy is going to happen to her. Nobody's going to, you know, rape the girl or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So she's a safe, controlled environment. You know what I'm saying? Again, she's tested and all that. But I still wouldn't do it because all I'm going to picture is you just getting smashed.
I feel like men, that's like the only thing men think of.
Yeah, when it comes to what you say, dating a porn star, that's literally the first thing that comes to mind. It's like, yo, you're getting smashed by, like.
Do you think you're not gonna, you're gonna be man enough?
It's not a man enough, it's just the.
Like, the first thing that's gonna come to mind is some buff dude with a bigger piece than you.
Smashing. It's not even like the
no,
dude.
No, I feel like that's exactly what men think. They'd be like, no, I'm not gonna fuck you, you're fucking other guys. Okay, but you're really thinking of her getting smashed by somebody that could potentially be doing it better than you.
Honestly, all right, we come back to that, but just that to the side, it's just the optics of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yo, you on set getting some, and mind you, let's say she does a couple seasons in a week, you might smashing like 5-6 dudes in a week. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you getting smashed, you getting your head, this, that, and it's like, yo, you coming home and kissing me. Like, no, man, like, I don't know how many kids you got on your face by the end of the week, man. Like, no, I'm not, I can't do it, Jackie. I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't. It's not even, I can't do it. I'll smash her if I got the opportunity. But dating, nah. Can't do it.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Morals in a good place. Nah, like I said, I'm going to smash. Porn star, yeah, I'll be able to smash her. Like I said, health-wise, you know, she's probably more tested and all that. But I'm not gonna go out to Hunts Point and be like, hey, sweetheart, I'm for 20. You know what I'm saying? Nah. So yeah, man.
So this is where I stopped showing.
Whatever.
If there's only two women in the world.
What?
That were either porn stars or prostitutes, who would you be with?
I'd probably go with the porn star. Easy, man. As I said, she's more
in a controlled environment.
Not that. Adrian, man. No, she has health care, you know what I'm saying? She's getting tested. I probably might just have to put some Saran wrap in her face when we kiss, but
we can work around it. She's not a fucking turkey, bro.
I can put a Saran wrap on her lips, you know, her lips downstairs. We can work around that, but
I would, like, tell me if I'm wrong. Like, that's the first thing men think of.
What, like the dude, guy on set, being picking at him? Not me specifically, it's just, you know, it's just you being with mad dudes. That's, it's not even really the size of the guy, it's just the fact that you're with mad guys, you know what I'm saying? Or a bunch of dudes doing mad shit to you, brother. And you come home, you think I'm gonna sit there and kiss you?
That's the only thing you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her, mm-hmm. Jackie, they bust on her lips. They busting on her lips, Jackie. I can't. Like, every time she go home, I gotta check lips, like, open up a little bit. You good? I'm like, no, man, I'm just. It's just the optics. Like, you know what goes on set.
I low-key want to meet, like, a couple that...
Oh, like, somebody who's dating a porn star.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you do, like, I'm not gonna, you know, make fun of you, but that's you, whatever floats your boat, but just me in general, like, I can't do it.
That's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea, man. Just the fact that I know my girl is going out and get smashed and then come home to me. Is that cheating, though? Even though it's your job, I still think that's cheating a little bit, man. I can't do it. Like,
now he's just trying to play the cheat card, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, though? Like,
no, you're doing it. I guess you're
well, doing I guess it's kind of like, you can't really say cheating because I guess I say, let's say, you know like, act like an actress, I guess, you know what I'm saying? If she's kissing somebody, it's not really cheating because it's literally part of a job.
So could you date an actress?
Yeah, I can date an actress because it's respectable.
That's, I don't agree with you there, but.
How is that respectable?
No, I'm saying I think being a porn star is also respectable.
Yeah.
You're doing what you're doing. You're holding down the fort.
Well, it's not that respectable, but let me reword that. It's not looked at as respectable. There we go.
By you?
Not just me. Like you said, remember, we're going to go way back. What episode of this was? I can respect, if I see a porn star, I'm like, hey, she does porn. Cool. I'm not going to be like, yo, what up, ho? You know, shit like that. But all I'm saying is majority of people are not going to look at it as a respectable profession. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see a porn star on the street, oh, shit, that's, who's the famous porn star? Cherokee. If I see Cherokee, oh, shit, that's Cherokee, man. Girl got the cheeks, real. or pinky. That's another one.
So no, I'm letting you finish because I want to ask. So
because it's like, yeah, if I see them, I should be like, oh shit, that's, you know, that's pinky right there, like, right. Cool. But majority of people might be like, oh, look at that hoe over there. Oh, she does porn, blah, blah. You know, I think more people are going to look at it as not respectful. Me, you can do whatever you want.
And they know them. Because obviously you recognize, like, I wouldn't recognize nobody.
Oh, yeah, most guys do.
Okay. So, my point exactly is, how can I respect most guys that watch porn and know these women by their names? How can I respect you, but you can't respect them?
You see, the same way.
I can't respect you. The fact that you know somebody's name, like me, if I saw porn, like if I saw someone that, if we were together and you were like, yo, Jackie, that girl does porn, like I have seen her, I'd be like, okay, good for you. And she looks like a beautiful young lady. Because I don't know her. I don't watch porn.
Okay, that's cool. But all I'm saying is, again, most people are not gonna, even like I said, even if people I'm pretty sure there's people who recognize them and be like, somebody be like, yo, or they're gonna think like, oh, she's just a straight up hoe. I might just look at you and be like, okay, yeah, she does porn. I might not date you. It's not my cup of tea, but I'm not going to walk up to you and disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? But other people
feel like
might.
You can't say it's not a respectful job.
I'm trying to reword that part. All I'm saying is most people, what I really meant to say is most people are not going to look at it as a respectable job.
Yeah,
that's what I really want to say.
Sit there and watch this every fucking day.
Well, watching it and doing it is different. But that's what we're forever gonna disagree on that topic, yo. But it's fun. I like it.
I mean, you're doing something that's not looked upon correct. I guess you could say while you're watching it.
So I mean, most people are gonna look at it like, oh, you look at porn, yo, you going to hell? Like, no.
I don't feel like
gonna have a good time, sir.
I don't feel like you're going to hell for that. I just think, you know.
It's the same, like, again, it's the same thing, like you said, with people who watch it. There's people out there who are like, you watch porn? Fine, that's you. But there's people out there who are like, oh, you watch that? Blah, blah, the same thing with porn stars. Somebody look at porn star, like, oh, okay, she does porn. I'm not going to date her. But, cool, you know, do you, girl. I'm not going to disrespect you. On the other hand, there's people out there who's going to be like, again, oh, she does porn. She's a hoe. Blah, blah, blah. That's not respectable. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting at.
So, do you think it's respectable? That's what I'm asking.
Well,
one in the room with me. I don't care about anybody else.
Do I look at it as respectable? Not 100%, no. That's just. And it's the same thing for the guys, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if a guy does porn, it's like, dude, you don't want to just, you know, you just want to be looked at as a piece of meat. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure there's girls out there who just look at male porn stars as just, you know, pieces of meat and, you know. I don't know, man. Just. Yeah, I'm not 100% with that.
So you wouldn't be a porn star?
No, I'm fine. I ain't got it like that.
No, I'm fine.
I ain't got it like that, man. But nah, I wouldn't do it. Just, I don't know. It's not. There's people out there who have sex and like, oh shit, I really enjoy it, and they turn it. I guess, you know, end up turning it into a profession because they're good at it. I'm just like, man, it's not my thing. I just prefer watching from time to time.
I mean, personally, like you say, we'll never agree with this. Like, I don't. It's not like I can't respect you for watching, but I can't respect you for not respecting them. Yet you're watching.
Look, all I'm saying is, do you? You can do the porn, cool. But all I'm saying, you know, all right, there's people out there. It's like, oh, they're you can't. How do I put this? That's fine. Let's make sure I know. We gotta wrap up soon. But all I'm saying is, you can't. Let's say a girl or a guy just jumps into porn and be like, oh, I'm going to do this so people will respect me. Most people won't. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people won't. You can't do it specifically saying doing it for respect. You know what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
I don't feel like they're doing it for respect. I feel like they're doing it to get paid.
But you can't do it to think like, also, oh, they're going to respect the hell out of me. You know, I'm the porn star of the day, male porn star of the day, female porn star of the day. It's like, no, man. A lot of people are going to look down on it. You know what I'm saying? Me, how I look at it is, it's up to you. Fine. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do it, fine. I might not, you know, if we ever talk to somebody on the show that does it, maybe they can, you know, change my mind on it. But,
I would love that.
Yeah, man. Nah, I really would. I really would. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, hey, look, I might not look at it as, like, you know, the first choice. You know what I'm saying? As a professional, really, that's what you want to go first do. Like, yeah, I watch from time to time, but, nah, most people who watch porn don't necessarily, like I said, respect the person, people doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm fine with you. You want to do your thing, go ahead. But don't expect people to be like, oh yeah, you know, I respect this girl. You know what I'm saying? Bring her home. I'm gonna bring her home to mama. That kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Me and Jackie gonna fight after this, guys.
No, you're entitled to your
opinion. But yeah, anything else? Like I said, we can go, you're going on with this.
Yeah, we'd be here forever.
But like I said, man, hopefully, yeah, man, if you disagree with me, man, let me know, man. At me, you know, like at me, and we'll discuss it even more. Not actually fight, because I think that's what at me really kind of means. Like,
right?
Yo, come fight.
That's what it means.
Like at me, son.
Come find me, bro.
Not that kind of fight, but you know, you want to discuss it, let me know, man. Hopefully, you guys understood where I was coming from. Like, let me run this one more time. If I see a porn star on the street, I'm not gonna come up to you and be like, "What up, ho? Suck my dick." That kind of thing. No, like, oh, it's a porn star. Cool. Like, that's dope seeing you in person. You know what I'm saying? But
honestly, yeah. I feel like if you know porn stars by their names,
they do have Instagram, so it's not like. I think I only follow one on Instagram though. That's it.
Never.
Actually, just two.
It's never crossed my mind to actually look these people up.
Yeah, it's a whole different world, man. But now I follow like two on Instagram, so, and I think they're like, you can consider them like everybody just knows. It's those sperm points that everybody knows, like they're like, those are veterans in the game, so to speak. Like, I don't think they necessarily do it anymore. They're more like, I think, behind the camera. So everybody just knows them. They're just veterans of the game.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody that you named, by the way.
Christy
yeah.
Mack? No? Ooh, yeah. You know what? No, Chrissy Mack is crazy, man. But
I've never watched it. Yeah. I'm just saying
it's not your cup
watch
of tea.
It.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, no. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, there's a lot of famous ones, man. I could name a few top of the list if you want me to. No. Just a quick rundown. Let me see who I can name though. This motherfucker dirty. So there's this Cherokee, Pinky. Those are two classics. Christy Mack. Who else? Alexis Texas. Yeah, I think that's really it. Well, that's from anyway. But yeah, I mean, you know what? Yeah, that's it. I can't really name off
the top. Do you know any
male ones? No. Honestly, yeah. After a guy, you have to know a few ones just because I think there's, let me see, who else? Damn, not really too many. Mainly when it comes to porn, more like female oriented. Like, yeah. People know more the female.
That was a trick question, buddy.
No, I do know. Everybody knows a few. There's one famous guy that I think everybody knows. I think, is it Mandingo? Yeah, I think they literally call him Mandingo.
I feel like, yeah, that one I've heard of.
Yeah, that.
Him I've heard of.
Brian Pumper, I think. I don't know.
Is that his real name?
Probably not. Pumper probably just like a play on words, I guess. But there's Mandingo, Brian Pumper. I think that's really it. Like, I don't really know too many male porn stars, like famous male porn stars.
Neither do I.
I think they had one on lip service recently, but I forgot his name. But like I said, when it comes to porn, like, everybody knows like the females way more than the males.
Right, right. Yeah. I guess that's why you're really watching.
Yeah, for the females, I don't even care about the dude.
Right.
Exactly. Jackie learned a lot about me today.
I'm not saying I don't respect him.
But I'm not going to be like, oh, Jackie, you better respect me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not watching it to be like, oh, Jackie going to respect me. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah. I'm not doing it for that.
Just like they're not doing it to have everybody respect them either. They're just doing it to get a really decent paycheck.
You know what? Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Here.
Would you go back 10 years or forward 10 years? And why?
Yeah, I understand. All right. So that's a good question. I think I'm going to answer that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But all right, guys. You're going to hear our answer. Whew. Sorry.
Next episode.
So, you know, as always, guys, you know where to find us, man. Just a quick rundown again. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. I hate this. We gotta write a big scorecard. Just
iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.
There we go. And don't forget the email, man. Just email us all your thoughts again, your comments, and all that. Let us know.
SipperChatPodcast@yahoo.com.
And just follow our Instagram page. Same thing.
There's like swords in between all that.
And yeah, man. So grab your drink, man. Kick your feet up and press play. Peace.